going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Most Americans believe their job is meaningful to society. According to a new survey, 62% of adult workers with full or part-time jobs say they are meaningful. Not essential, meaningful. Only 20% reported their jobs are not making any meaningful contribution to the world. Office Space. Women by 2 percentage points are more likely to say their jobs are making more of a contribution to the world. Full-time workers are more likely than part-time workers.
Oh, that just makes sense. Yeah.
The survey found that people with more education are more likely to say they have a meaningful contribution, though all educational attainments rank above 50%. You might have only graduated high school, or maybe you have your GED. I can think of a string of incredibly meaningful professions without which our society would collapse that you don't necessarily have to have some post-secondary degree to accomplish.
Well, so, and
think all of the city services.
It's all about perspective, really, because all jobs in theory are meaningful, but how meaningful do you need them to be? Is putting a smile on your face, standing behind a register at a restaurant, you know, you could find thousands of people that would say that job is not meaningful. That person is easily disposable.
I disagree.
I completely disagree, because if you put a smile on your face and you give that person a good experience, they could be having the worst day in the world, and you could turn that day upside down and make it a brighter day simply with that 2-minute interaction that you have at that register.
Meaningful to you or meaningful to society?
To society.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm actually surprised it's not a little bit higher. And it was actually men and those under 40 that were most likely to report they had a, quote, email-focused type job that was not meaningful.
White collar, yeah.
It really is sad to me that 38% think that their job isn't meaningful, and those people need a change of mindset.
Okay, so
or a change of job.
One of the greatest reporters of our lifetime, and I'm going to say I mean that, our lifetime, posted a story about this last week. His name is Steve Hartman. He was with CBS. I'm not sure where he landed, Dan, or where he ended up. He's a feature reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember him as the reporter that would throw a dart, and wherever that dart landed, he would go to that town and find a story to tell. Okay? So he just reposted this story last week, and I put it on social, but Dan, I'm going to urge you to do it too, because it gave me chills. It made me cry. It's like a lot of his stories are all the feels, and it involves a woman who is in New York, and she started having some health issues and had to pay some medical bills. The person on the other end of the billing department, world away. Have you seen this story?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I might have Sam look this up, see if we can play some of it.
I couldn't help but be a little bit snarky and cynical.
No,
I was watching
don't you
this.
Pee on my good story. A woman a half a world away, you guys, is in a medical billing department. And let me just tell you, we all know that health insurance companies are not like really on everybody's top of your happy list right now, right? So this woman who works in billing noticed when she sent the bill to this woman in New York, the woman's name was Melody. So the woman in billing, turns out she's an artist. She started putting little musical notes on the envelope to Melody. And Melody would get the bill and saw the handwritten musical notes. And she thought, well, that's kind of cool. And then the next month, another bill would come. And as the monthly bills would come in, the art became more and more incredible and detailed. Like, think, hang it in the Louvre. This woman is an artist, capital A. And if you asked her, is your job meaningful as someone in a billing department for healthcare? I don't know what percentage of them would say it's meaningful. Let's play some of it, Sam. It's going to make you cry.
But as the months progressed, the envelopes got more and more elaborate. And this was original art, created anonymously just for her.
It's hard to even describe. It was incredible.
Melody did call her provider, MJHS Health System,
and asked if by chance there was anyone in the billing department who was artistic. She says the phone got quiet, and then she heard, "Hey, Emily, it's for you."
I'm like, uh-oh, what I do now?
What were you hoping was going to come from this?
I like to make people happy.
Accounting clerk Emily Margolis is hardly a frontline caregiver, but she says she can still make people better, and her drawings are her way. Melody was so grateful, Emily decided to ramp up her game even further. She began taking Melody's mailings home at night and spent hours turning those plain white business envelopes into masterpieces.
Then I started adding rhinestones. I know, I got involved with the gold leaf. That was fun. I had never done that before. Yeah.
Where was this going to stop?
I know how much she had left to pay.
It's been a couple years since we first told this story. Melody is all paid up.
Hello.
The two are now good friends. And Emily has started getting mail of her own from school kids, grateful for the example she has set. There was also an exhibit at a Manhattan coffee shop showcasing Emily's enveloping creations and highlighting the healing power of her kindness.
So look, that thing brought a tear to my eye. It ends up in an art gallery. They have they did like an entire installation with her envelopes in this art gallery. It is the coolest thing ever. I do not
know. It's very cool.
Why are you saying you poo-pooed my good story?
Well, it was just it's not the story. It's not the artiste. It's just, well, I mean, of course she has so many medical bills because she does health here in this country. And so there's plenty of
customers. Dan!
Get out!
Wine bomb, get out! No, I think it is just a lovely story. They became friends. There's this moment where they're hugging, and then school children start sending her their art.
It is sweet.
Dan,
it's very sweet.
This job has stained you. It has stained the glory of kindness
in
your brain.
It's too bad there were so many envelopes to send.
There were. It didn't get into why she was ill or why she had bills. They probably put her on a payment plan, Dan. It might have been, you know, like a rotten tooth or something. It could have been something very simple.
It was a foot injury. They talked about it in the beginning of the story.
Okay, so if you are in billing and you asked that woman, is your job meaningful? Or you asked society, is someone in healthcare billing, is that a meaningful job? I think like 90% of the people will go, well, no, you're pushing bills to people who are sick that can't afford to pay them. That is an example that she literally changed that woman's life.
As long as we're peeing on good stories, Dan, why did she pick this random person?
Because her name was Melody. And so she started with a couple of little music notes.
Because Melody never reached back out and said, I love your letters.
Like Melody.
Right.
Well, as they became more involved, that's when Melody called and said, do you have an artist, like legitimately an artist? Because when you look at these envelopes, you have to see them to believe them.
Because she's going, what's going on? Why am I getting this every month? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, Dan, was she going to be fired for doodling on the job?
Well, I'm sure
no.
somebody in the bean counting department was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, what are you doing?
Wasting some serious time and resources here, lady.
Yeah, the healthcare bean counting department. I am going to force you to post that update on the KNBC Facebook. I put it on my Dana Wright KMBZ page.
Yeah.
And people have shared it and reshared
it. It's a sweet story. Yeah.
If you're ever feeling like you need good news in the world, just look up Steve Hartman, because every single one of those stories, he is so creative. He is an incredible writer, a gift of a reporter.
Yeah.
And most of the stories will just bring a smile to your face and maybe sometimes a tear to your eye.
But don't share it with Dan.
Don't share it with Dan.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, do they know what she's doing down there in Billing? 1-3-5-8-6-7-7-9-8.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.